Raleigh was a large man. In fact, all of the Duckworths that I knew, except Grandma, were large people with large bones. Raleigh was dark-headed, and I sort of halfway remember him having kind of black curly hair. Mom's hair was always very straight. I could be mistaken, but we always enjoyed them coming to our home to spend the day, because we enjoyed the children, because we enjoyed playing with everybody. I think I was started to say I think I was older than most of them, but maybe I wasn't. Some of the boys were. Mabel and Myrtle were already gone, and Emil was already gone. Helen was already gone by the time it was the younger. It was Eva's children that came to visit. The older ones were, Mom wasn't married by the time the older ones were at home.
Good.
Mom taught school, and Myrtle and Mabel came to live with her during their high school years. This was told to me by my mom. Billy. We knew him as Billy. Those were the four that came to visit and that I knew.
And that would be Jalen, Fred, Loretta, and William, or Billy?
Yes. Later, when we moved to Carbondale, Loretta and her husband lived in Heron, and we used to go visit them once in a while. And Walter fixed clocks, and I remember him fixing their clock. Fred lived next door to Loretta for a while. I think he lived in the country for a while. Then he lived in Heron next to Loretta for a while. Remember, Billy went off to Chicago. He was always a lot of fun to be around, so we missed him as he grew older. Ready?
Yeah.
Uncle Ralph lived in Cesar, south of Cesar, north of Cesar, couple miles, and with his two daughters. I used to go visit my sister and I, Laura and I, used to take the little, what they call the dinky. It was a little train that went between Christopher and Cesar, and we used to take that, and then we'd walk from Cesar to their farm and maybe spend a week with them. So I got to know my two cousins, Dorothy and Vivian, pretty well.
Where was William Jasper at that time?
They had a boy that died. And then later, Dorothy had a son, and Ralph and his wife raised him. I've forgotten his name.
Jack.
Floy was a good cook, and what I remember the most is one time when we were there, they had harvest. And my lands, they made banana pudding in a tub for all the harvest hands. And the air was full of all this bran that came off the wheat. And in those days, as a child, this is what impressed me. In those days, we had a lot of flies, which we no longer have because of the DDT. And before they could eat the harvest dinner, all the ladies got a dish towel and they marched from the back of the dining room all the way through, shooing those flies out before the fellas could come in and eat their dinner. It was a different world for me because I grew up in the town. Animals and we didn't have screens like we do today. And
I was gonna say screens.
Yeah, it was very normal. It wasn't, but to me, who lived in town, it was strange. In the mines, and then he farmed also. Had a few animals around. I remember at about 4 o'clock every afternoon, we'd all go out and the cows were out in the pasture and chase the cows in so that they could milk them. Even milking was strange to me, morning and evening. And then I remember Aunt Floy put the milk in a churn and churned it and made butter and buttermilk. I learned a lot on the farm.
So Ralph had his own farm. It wasn't the same as Grandma's farm.
It was not. The only other person that I remember living on Grandma's farm was Grandma and Aunt Cora, and then Herschel. And I think they sold the farm. Aunt Cora was not married until she must have been, well, I was about 12, I guess. So she and mother wasn't married till she was 32. So Aunt Cora must have been 35 or so when she married.
And you said they moved to Missouri?
They worked in Missouri, south of St. Louis, somewhere. I've forgotten where. She was a tall woman with big, large bones, like Mom. Seemed to me like Mother's hair was black. Seemed to me like her hair was a light brown. I was not around her a whole lot. She was all business. I don't remember too much about her.